This is WUWM. I'm Susan Bentz. Officials in racially charged Kenosha are hoping for more peaceful days after protests and unrest. People have taken to the streets to condemn the police shooting last Sunday of Jacob Blake. He was shot in the back 7 times, leaving him paralyzed. At a press conference Friday afternoon, Mayor John Antaramian says the city needs time to heal, rebuild, and most importantly, to learn to listen. And while Kenosha's 7 p.m. curfew remains in effect, the mayor says it's critical that people looking to loot or shoot stay out of town.
Do not want you here, do not expect you to be here, and you should stay away. Again, I think I just made it as clear as I am able to make it.
Antaramian blames outsiders for much of the destruction. A 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, is a suspect in the fatal shooting of 2 protesters Tuesday night. More than 1,000 Wisconsin National Guard members are already on duty. Their commander, Paul Knapp, says reinforcements will be driving and flying in.
We're bringing in National Guard soldiers from other states, specifically Michigan, Alabama, and Arizona.
Pastor Roy Peoples of Kenosha struck a different note at the press gathering. He didn't talk soldiers, militia, or guns. Peoples urged the residents of Kenosha to wake up.
To the reality that we have systemic racism in our community, and we want to address it to bring a better life and a better future for all of Kenosha.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.